Viral video shows EU-branded armored vehicle crushing Paris protests. By Jack Montgomery on December 9, 2018. Pictures and video of an armored personnel carrier emblazoned with a European Union flag helping to crush Gilets Jaunes protesters in Paris have gone viral on social media, with many suggesting it shows what might be in store for Europe once the bloc gets the unified army it is planning. Tens of thousands of regular and paramilitary police were deployed in the French capital to defend Emmanuel Macron's presidential palace and confront protesters as the worker-driven yellow jackets or yellow vests commenced Act 4 of their mass protests against the globalist leader, with an astonishing 1,400 people arrested across the country. Baton charges, stun grenades, and tear gas have been a regular feature of the protests since they began 4 weeks ago, with an 80-year-old woman actually being killed when an errant gas canister flew into her apartment and hit her in the face last week. But the December 8 protests marked the first time the authorities deployed military-style armored vehicles against the people. Images and video of at least one of the APCs thundering down the Champs-Élysées with a European Union flag emblazoned on its hull were shared widely on social media sites such as Facebook and Twitter, causing considerable alarm, particularly among people who are already concerned about the EU's ambitions to establish a common army, border force, and gendarmerie, paramilitary police, force. I don't think people realize how profoundly concerning this is. It isn't just the symbolism, it's the EU contra the yellow vests, the European Union against the French people. Caution Adrian Hilton, a British academic and former advisor to leading Tory politician Michael Gove. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it, he warned, paraphrasing Spanish-American philosopher George Santayana's famous aphorism. My goodness. What have we all become as a result of the EU? Asked one Twitter user rhetorically. Very, very discontented people. It's terrible optics, chimed in another. As sending an anti-riot police with EU flags instead of French ones on them just sends out the message that France's own authorities are against the French people. The EU is nowhere near a project for peace, asserted a third. The EU flag on the APC may have denoted participation in the European Gendarmerie Force, EGF/Eurogendfer, an embryonic Europe-wide paramilitary police force which, like the Eurocorps military force often seen raising the EU flag outside the European Parliament building, is not technically an EU organization, but often involved in EU projects. Footage from sympathy protests in Brussels, Belgium, also showed police lined up at barricades with batons drawn and water cannons behind them to keep yellow vests away from the European Union's headquarters buildings. Another video showed police blocking the path of a small knot of demonstrators who had reached an entrance to the European Parliament, hitting them with pepper spray when they came too close. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.